Page 9, Lesson 3, Unto you is born a Savior. Luke chapter 2, Matthew chapter 2. Purpose, to encourage class members to rejoice in the birth of Jesus Christ and follow the example he set in his youth, increasing in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Jesus Christ is born. B. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 39. Angels and many others rejoice at Jesus' birth. C. Matthew chapter 2. Wise men from the east visit Jesus and give him gifts. Herod, feeling threatened by the birth of the King of the Jews, orders the death of all children 2 years old and younger who reside in Bethlehem and its surrounding areas. An angel of the Lord directs Joseph to flee to Egypt with Mary and Jesus and later to return to Israel with them. D. Luke chapter 2, verses 40 through 52. Guided by the Father, Jesus grows and prepares in his youth for his ministry. 2. Additional reading. Joseph Smith Translation, Matthew chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 1 through 23. Helaman chapter 14, verses 1 through 8. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 4 through 21. And chapter 27, verses 13 through 16. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 11 through 20. 3. If the following materials are available, use some of them during the lesson. A. Luke 2, a 6-minute segment from New Testament Video Presentations, number 53914. B. The pictures No Room at the Inn, numbers 62115. The Birth of Jesus, number 62116. Gospel Art Picture Kit, 200. The Nativity, number 62495. Gospel Art Picture Kit, 201. The Announcement of Christ's Birth to the Shepherds, number 62117. Gospel Art Picture Kit, 202. The Wise Men, number 62120. Gospel Art Picture Kit, 203. Flight into Egypt, number 62119. Gospel Art Picture Kit, 204. Boy Jesus in the Temple, number 62500. Gospel Art Picture Kit, 205. Childhood of Jesus Christ, number 62124. Gospel Art Picture Kit, 206. And Jesus and His Mother, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 242. 4. Suggestion for teaching. Use appropriate pictures and video presentations to invite the Spirit, add variety to lessons, and help class members remember the scriptural accounts they discuss. See Teaching No Greater Call, number 36123, pages 160 and 176. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. List the following people on the chalkboard: a shepherd, Simeon, a wise man from the east, Herod, a person at the inn, Anna, an angel, Mary. Read the following responses to the birth of Jesus Christ. Ask class members to match each response with the appropriate person. 1. I traveled a great distance to find him, give him gifts, and worshiped him. A wise man from the east. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 and 9 through 11. 2. I made no room for him. A person at the inn. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. 3. Having received a witness from the Holy Ghost, I took the child up in my arms and knew that I could die in peace. Simeon, Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 32. 4. I said, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. An angel, Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. 5. I went quickly to see him, a shepherd, Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 16. 6. I was troubled and tried to kill him. Herod, Matthew chapter 2, verses 3 through 4, and verse 16. 7. After seeing him in the temple, I expressed gratitude and spread the news of his birth. Anna, Luke chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. 8. I pondered the event in my heart. Mary, Luke chapter 2, verse 19. Ask class members to ponder the following questions during the lesson. How do you respond to the account of the Savior's birth? How do you respond to his life, death, atonement, and resurrection? Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, help class members understand why we should rejoice in the Savior's birth. Discuss ways to follow the example he set in his youth. 1. Jesus Christ is born. Read and discuss Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Display some of the pictures listed in the preparation section. Jesus had glory with Heavenly Father before the world was. John chapter 17, verse 5. He created the heavens and the earth. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 8. As Jehovah, he revealed commandments and gospel truths to the prophets of the Old Testament. 3 Nephi chapter 15, verses 2 through 5. Why did Jesus come to earth? See 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 13 through 16. What were the circumstances of Jesus' birth? See Luke chapter 2, verse 7. How did these circumstances foreshadow his mortal ministry and his atoning sacrifice? In what ways do people today refuse to make room for the Savior in their lives? What can we do to make room for him in our lives? 2. Angels and many others rejoice at Jesus' birth. Discuss Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 39. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Display some of the pictures listed in the preparation section. If you are using the video presentation, Luke 2, show it now. What did the angels say as they announced Jesus' birth? See Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. How has Jesus glorified the Father? How has he brought peace and goodwill to all people and to you personally? How can we show our gratitude to God for the gift of his Son? What did the shepherds do after they saw the newborn Savior? See Luke chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. What can we do to follow their example? Invite class members to think of someone with whom they can share their testimony of the Savior. Page 11. What did Mary do after Jesus' birth and the visit of the shepherds? See Luke chapter 2, verse 19. What does this reveal about Mary? Why is it important to take time to cherish and ponder sacred experiences? How had Simeon and Anna been prepared to see the child Jesus? See Luke chapter 2, verses 25 and 26, as well as verse 37. How did they respond when they saw him? See Luke chapter 2, verses 27 through 35 and verse 38. What can we learn about the Savior from their prophecies? 3. Wise men come to worship the child Jesus. Herod seeks to kill him. Read and discuss selected verses from Matthew chapter 2. Display some of the pictures listed in the preparation section. Why did the wise men from the east seek Jesus? See Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. What did they do when they found him? See Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. Note that when they finally reached Jesus, he was a young child, not a newborn baby. What gifts can we offer to the Lord? Why did Herod want to find Jesus? See Matthew chapter 2, verses 3 through 6 and verse 13. He was troubled, and he wanted to kill Jesus. Why did Jesus Christ's birth trouble the king? See Matthew chapter 2, verses 2 and 6. According to prophecy, Jesus would rule Israel. How was Jesus protected from Herod? See Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. How did Joseph know when to return from Egypt? See Matthew chapter 2, verses 19 through 23. Why do you think Joseph was able to receive this guidance from God? What can today's fathers and mothers do to be able to receive revelation concerning their families? How has God helped you as you have sought His guidance for your family? 4. Guided by the Father, Jesus prepares in His youth for His ministry. Read and discuss Luke chapter 2, verses 40 through 52. Display some of the pictures listed in the preparation section. Explain that every year Joseph and Mary and other faithful Jews celebrated the Feast of the Passover in Jerusalem. As was customary, Jesus accompanied them when he reached the age of 12. Luke chapter 2, verses 41 and 42. After celebrating the Passover in Jerusalem, Mary and Joseph had begun their journey back to Nazareth when they realized that 12-year-old Jesus was not with them. Luke chapter 2, verses 43 through 45. Where did they finally find him? See Luke chapter 2, verse 46. If your parents or other loved ones did not know where you were, could they be confident that you were doing things that would please your Heavenly Father? The Joseph Smith translation of Luke chapter 2, verse 46 says that the men in the temple were hearing Jesus and asking him questions. What does this reveal about Jesus' youth and training? When Mary and Joseph found Jesus, Mary said to him, "Thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." Luke chapter 2, verse 48. To whom did she refer when she said, "Thy father"? Joseph. How did Jesus respond to Mary's concern? See Luke chapter 2, verse 49. To whom did Jesus refer when he said, "My Father's business"? Heavenly Father. What does this tell us about young Jesus' understanding of his foreordained mission? As a youth, how did Jesus treat Mary and Joseph? See Luke chapter 2, verse 51. Even though he was the Son of God, he was subject to his mother and to Joseph. What can we learn from this example? As a youth, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. In other words, he developed intellectually, physically, spiritually, and socially. What are some specific things we can do to grow intellectually, physically, spiritually, and socially? What can we learn from Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 11 through 17, about the Savior's development as a youth? In his preparation to be our Redeemer, Jesus did not receive all the necessary intelligence, power, wisdom, and glory at once. He received these things, grace for grace, a little at a time. How does this truth apply to us? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verses 18 through 20. Conclusion. Testify of the truths you have discussed in this lesson. Encourage class members to rejoice in the birth of the Savior and follow the example He set in His youth. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or both of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Luke chapter 2, verse 19. As you discuss Mary's reverent response to Jesus' birth, invite a mother to tell about her feelings after one of her children was born. 2. Youth Activity. Select 5 important scripture passages from the lesson and familiarize class members with the contents of each passage. Then have class members close their Bibles. Give clues that will lead class members to the scripture passages you have reviewed, wording each clue so there can be no doubt which passage you are referring to. For example, you could say, "This verse contains the angel's words of praise to God when Jesus was born." The only possible answer is Luke chapter 2, verse 14. After you read a clue, have class members open their Bibles and search for the correct passage. Use this activity as a way to become more familiar with scripture passages rather than as a competition. Do not spend more than a few minutes on it. End of Lesson 3. Unto you is born a Savior.